Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Locked in Binging. Yes, I know, I've been gone for 5 months. Well, six months. I don't know what happened. I had all these ideas, all these plans, and it just didn't work out. And I am not going to apologize because I needed a break, I guess. I didn't realize I needed that long of a break, but I took it. So, whatever. 5 months ago, I decided it was a great idea to ask a question on that NGL app or whatever and put it on my Instagram so I can get some responses, because nobody wants to answer anything when you know who they are. I've noticed that. These experiments that I've been doing, nobody wants to do that. But when it's anonymous, that's when a real person comes out, and that's hilarious to me. The question that I had asked was, what was the pettiest thing you've ever done? Now, till this moment, I had no idea that I only got really two real answers, because nobody, and I mean nobody, except for those two people, follow instructions or reads what I was asking. So there's that. But you've been waiting 5 months, so here we go for these two answers, because that's all we got. I asked, what's the pettiest thing you've ever done? And someone said, put my at-the-time boyfriend's laptop in the tub with water, let it dry, and when he went to use it and it didn't work, I acted like I had no idea what happened to it. Bro, that is so petty. I don't feel like I could have done that, because like, if someone did that to me and my computer was like that, and like, say they didn't have anything backed up, that's dumb on their part. But then again, if I was to do something like that, I would have put everything in the tub. Hardwired. Backup drive, all that stuff. But done. Donezo, let it dry. That is terrible. But it was funny when I read it 5 months ago. And then someone else answered, pop the tire. Not any tire, their spare tire. So they were screwed. I mean, yeah, you go, say you're driving, all of a sudden your tire goes flat. You like, oh, I got a spare, it's fine. Your spare is flat. You ain't going nowhere, child. Sorry, but not. But yeah, I realized just now, only two people answered with actual answers. The rest of them were strange things that weirdos were asking. Like, someone asked me, oh, when's the last time that I went to the bathroom, or what did I eat last? Who's the last man you texted? Oh, it was strange stuff. Very strange behavior that people don't follow directions or read. This is why some people sign away their rights to their house, because they don't read. They just be like signing their name. So, I don't know. Take that as you want, but that's what it is. And then the other day, because again, I got inspiration. I don't know why I cannot talk. I got inspiration for a podcast, and I was like, yes, that is a great idea, but nobody wants to answer me ever. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. When I'm on TikTok and I ask things, again, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I asked a question on TikTok, and guess what? I literally turned the comments off so that people would go to the link, the instructions right in the video. They would go to the link, answer the question, and be done. Did anyone do that? Absolutely not. No one did. I turned the comments off just so they would go and do that, and they didn't. They didn't. But that's fine. That's fine, I guess. I don't need content for nothing. That's fine. Then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna ask a random question on my Instagram, because whatever. I have people who follow me on there, like my friends, some of my associates, whatever, people, random people that I don't even know. I asked, has anyone ever been catfished? In the amount of us that have been catfished, 67% said yes. But 33% said no. Now, I feel like the ones who said, no, y'all was never adventurous. Y'all didn't do any of the things that we were doing when we were 12. You know, talking to random strangers online. Ugh. So, I just find that that's crazy. That's crazy that literally most of us have gotten catfished. I think that's just wild. Also, you're listening to me now, but there's probably going to be a video because I'm also recording for once in my life because I wanted to get into that as well, but we'll see if I upload it or not. Because, again, I just don't know. I'm not liking this setup. I feel like it looks a mess. It looks atrocious because I just threw it together. Literally have a chair in my closet again. So, I know I've been gone for 5 months and all that good stuff. But in those 5 months, I accomplished nothing. This month, though, January 2024, I did release my music video finally from a song that I made 5 years ago. But I did it. At least it got done. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got done. So I'm very proud of that. If you have not seen it, you can go to my Instagram or my TikTok at Drea Cavea, and my this link to my bio. Like, stop playing with me. Go watch it. Duh. So yeah. Other than that, I really haven't binged anything that I can think of right now. But I know it's called locked in binging. You'd think I'd be binging all the time, but in all honesty, I've been focusing on my wealth, health, and fitness. I don't know why I said that. I really don't. But, you know, I've been working on my fitness and other stuff. Like, sometimes when I get home, I'm really just not in the mood to watch anything. And even on the weekends, I feel like I just can't pay attention. Like, I just don't have the attention span to pay attention to whatever's happening on the screen. So, see the hero there. I don't know. But yeah, 5 months has gone by. I don't want to be gone for 5 months again, but who knows? I'm telling you, I had all these plans, all these ideas set up, and then one day I was just like, whoosh, no, I don't want to anymore. I just want to lay in my bed and just lay there. Work has been challenging, to say the least. Especially the last couple of weeks. It's been not great. But I'm still here. Still work there. For the rest of my life. It seems like I'm gonna work there. Yeah, I don't know. I just can't believe that I've been gone for 5 months. I also like changed. I'm trying so hard not to say like this and like that and like. It's just easier for me, I guess. This is like a filler word or whatever, but I am trying to not use that word. So we will see how that goes, because it's already been 8 minutes and I've already used it about probably 50 times if I can count. Oh man. Oh my god, no, I'm lying. I literally binge watch Virgin River. Was it a waste of time? No. Did I like it? Yes. Is there some people on there that I just can't stand? Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Paige, I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but I wanted to punch her in the face. Putting Preacher in harm's way and shit. I can't deal with that. Very annoying. What's that other girl's name? Is it Charmaine? Just that name in general. Charmaine is just, she's just a trashy ass person. And I don't like her. I didn't like her from the beginning. Even before Mel came into the picture. I just was like, no. Who is this woman? Who that hopper? That's how I felt. Who this woman? Because she was just a mess from the very beginning. Just a mess. And I just couldn't stand her. Jack had a lot of shit going on. Just too much. But it was a good show. I binge watched it. 5 seasons of it. It was good. I really don't know what else happened during that time. I don't. I do know that I did miss doing my podcast and all that good stuff. I feel like I changed my bio from TV and entertainment to comedy, because that's where I'm at. I don't know why in the world I put myself in the TV entertainment section, because that's not me. I'm really funny in real life to other people, because to myself, I'm just literally being myself and telling the truth, telling you how it is. So I changed it. So there's that. I don't know where else to go from here. What the hell? Oh my god, I don't even think I told y'all I went to the Beyonce concert. Yes, I know how everybody feel about Beyonce. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. I went to the Beyonce concert and I loved it. Then, months after that, when she said, oh, I'm dropping a film. Bitch, I paid for them tickets to go see the film, and I sure did watch it. But for some reason, when I was watching it, the whole, all of us in the audience that were watching this, we were all being attacked by moths for some reason. I don't know. I didn't pay for that. I did not pay to get attacked by moths while I'm trying to enjoy Beyonce again. And yes, I did search for myself. I feel like I saw my section, but it was very, very minimum. It was far away. But yeah, I don't know what was happening over there, but that was not all right. I was not feeling that. All I saw every time that a good part was happening, I thought people were dancing, but in reality, they was get away from me. These moths were just so annoying. Why are you in the movie theater? Why are you here? Get out. Very annoying. Also, this month, I had so much going on in the past 5 months. I can't remember because it was just so traumatic. And I just can't remember what was happening. I do know that my OBGYN quit and just up and left, abandoned me. So they were like, oh, we're going to find you a new person, blah, blah, blah. Find me a new person. All of a sudden, the date comes for me to, go there. Canceled. They decided to cancel it was all right. Here we are. They finally saw me. Couldn't even get all that done because I didn't have insurance. So at the time that I was supposed to go there to begin with, I had insurance. So they played me. It's fine. Life has just gotten away from me. It just seems like everything is getting harder and harder and harder. I paid off my car. But then guess what? Dun, dun, dun. All the lights are coming on. System fail. Oh, and then, what was it? Thursday, which was the 18th of January, 2024. My car decided that the brakes just don't work. My foot went all the way to the ground. And I was like, damn. You had to wait till I got off of work. For real. So then I had to get my car towed. After I got it towed, I had to pay $161 for it to get towed to the place that I wanted it to get towed to. Then after that, I get a call about they got my car, which is great. Love that for myself. Great. I'm thinking that the brakes are gonna get fixed. Maybe they'll fix those lights and the fucking system failing and shit. Maybe they'll fix that. I don't know. So they do this whole thing. Brake fluid's leaking everywhere. Everything is just fucked up. Everything is just fucked up. That's all I gotta say. Cause I'm mad. Everything's just fucked up. So all that and a bag of chips. The price that I had to approve. I'm fucking so annoyed with this. That I had to approve was $1,600. Fine. I will figure out a way to pay for that. Then me and my mom are sitting here watching The Color Purple, the new one. They in the midst of singing something about something. All of a sudden, I get this text message and it's like, oh, approved for $3,500 something. What in the fuck? Bitch, I sent my car there for that. That don't even make sense. How the fuck you gonna go? That's like almost, that's almost $5,000 for a car that I just paid off, that I've been paying off for 5 years. It's a 10-year-old car. And now, all of a sudden, all these things want to start happening. You see, I was trying my best to keep my car as long as I could without getting a new one, so that I don't have an extra bill to pay for. Because now, if I go get a car now, I can't afford them payments. I'll be at work and they be like, yeah, my payments is $400, $700. What the fuck? I can't afford that. So, I'm gonna get a pedal bike. And if the chain break, you know what? I'm gonna have to start walking. Then I'm gonna have to leave here like 12 o'clock, 12 a.m. to get to my job. Because I'm not doing this. This paying for shit all the time. Cars breaking down. Everything break. I don't have time or the patience or the money. Every time. Then I'm gonna have to go and... it's just too much. Too much to figure out. I've had it. But yeah. I missed y'all. I hope you received this podcast well. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, TikTok asked me if I wanted to hook up my music to my profile. And of course I said yes, because why wouldn't I want to do that? I want you guys to hear my shit. The fuck. Then after that, I scroll through to see like how my music was doing before. So the one song that's doing really good, well, it always does really good, like around, you know, fall time, whatever. It's called Pumpkin Spice, and it's not a song about loving pumpkin spice, because I fucking can't stand pumpkin spice. But people always use it to promote their pumpkin spice shit, and that's fine. But like, put my name there because it's my song. But of course, that song is under my old artist name, so now I'm waiting for that to be fixed, so it'll be on my profile, because what the fuck, what in the actual fuck. And a yogurt company decided it was all right for them to use it, and again, not even like I know you did not listen to that song, because you would not promote your yogurt with that, because then people gonna think that your yogurt is nasty. Like, I don't understand. But yeah, I really did miss doing this. It did take me like a minute to get comfortable, especially since I'm recording it on the microphone and doing a video, because I don't fucking do that. My new days of releasing stuff is probably going to be on Saturday. Thursday is too complicated for me. Recording on Sunday is just too fucking much. So I'll probably record Friday night, release it on Saturday, and call it a day. Or... nah, I'm not gonna release it on Sunday. That's gonna be too much work. I'm not doing that. So Saturday, that's when I get my most, like, fucking word again. There, that's where I get my inspiration. Usually Friday night into Saturday morning. So yeah, I'm probably gonna do that and whatever. But thank you so much. I know it's been 5 months. Thank you. If you're listening now, thank you. Oh God. Oh my God. If you're listening now and you miss me for the 5 months, thank you so much. I'm sorry it took forever to get back to you, but you know what it is. I don't even know what the outro is no more. Oh my God. Yeah, well, this, there you have it. That's Locked and Binging. New episodes on Saturdays now. So, don't be trying to tune in on Thursdays, because it ain't gonna be there. Saturday. Alright. Bye!